Be'ezer Shem Mizbuch, we begin Perek Chamisha, the fifth chapter in the Rambam's Hilchos Korban Pesach, and the laws of the Pesach sacrifice and the Sefer Kabbanis, the laws of individual sacrifices. In this Perek, the Rambam discusses regarding those that get pushed off to the second Pesach on the 14th of Iyar, and those who are exempt. As Rambam begins Halacha Aleph regarding this Halacha of general Pesach Sheni. So Mishal Yitamei B'Shashchitz HaPesach, if someone was richly impure at the time when the Korban Pesach was being slaughtered. Now, specifically, we're talking about a tumah that you cannot slaughter the Korban Pesach of him. So, for example, Zavim, Zavis, Nidis, Yodis, Bali, Nidis, which they cannot eat the Korban Pesach on the night of the 15th of Nisan, so, which is the whole purpose of the Korban Pesach. So, therefore, we're not going to slaughter the Korban Pesach of him, whereas in regards to actually if he's tumah from an Avela or a Sheretz, actually then the person, as we'll see in the next parak, he could tavel and they could slaughter for him after he tables. But if it's, let's say, someone that has a tumah that we cannot slaughter the Korban Pesach from, or the other case that the Pasuk brings, if he was in a far distance from you, from the Beis HaMikdash, or let's say some other mishap happens beyond his control, where he cannot come bring the Korban Pesach, or let's say by mistake he didn't bring it. But the Hikar Berishon didn't sacrifice the first Korban Pesach, or even maybe Pesach Ba'aba Asal Chedesh Hasheni, so then he brings the Korban Pesach a month later, in the 14th of the second month, in that of Iyar, Bein Arba'im, in the same time period, in the afternoon. Shechidas Pesach Zeh, and the slaughtering of this Korban Pesach, the month later, Mitzvah Seba from the Asma, it's his own positive commandment. And Metechas HaShabbos, it also overrides Shabbos. Now, when we say it's its own mitzvah, She'ein HaShein Yitashlum L'Rishon, because the second Pesach is not, so to speak, the supplement of the first one. It's like its own Yom Tov. L'fikach Chayavim Lav Karas. Therefore, one could be liable, Karas, for not bringing the second Korban Pesach. Because if the second Pesach was just a makeup of the first one, one wouldn't be Chayav Karas on the second one, because it's not its own violation. No, it's its own regel, has its own obligation, and hence one could be Chayav Karas. As Rambam Halacha Beis explains, Ketzad, when would one be liable Karas for not bringing the Korban Pesach by this Pesach Sheni? So, Misha Shagag Oinenes. If someone was in error or beyond his control, but the Hikar B'Rishon wasn't able to bring the first Korban Pesach. Imhezit V'Lehikar B'Sheni, if he deliberately did not bring the Pesach by Pesach Sheni, then Chayav Karas, then he's going to be liable Karas because he's deliberate, which is the Chiv of Karas, for not bringing the Korban Pesach, which he's obligated in because he was, when one couldn't bring the first one, there is an obligation to bring by Pesach Sheni. Now, let's say even the second time around, again he was in error or something beyond his control, then Potter, as in general, Oynes Rachman HaPatri, and there's no Karas for Shagi. Now, let's say Hazed with a Hikar B'Rishon. Let's say a different case. Let's say the first Korban Pesach, he deliberately didn't bring it. Still, he could go ahead and bring it by the Pesach Sheni because he didn't bring by the first one. Now, if he doesn't bring it by the Pesach Sheni, then even if it was an error, he's going to be Chayav Karas. And the reason that is because he didn't bring the Korban Pesach in its designated time. And at that point, he was deliberate. Now, although we give you a chance to make it up, but that's just to make it up. If you didn't, you're not getting for the second one, because the second one you were shugging or einus. But still, the fact that you didn't bring the first one is really what you're being liable for. So it's for that first one, actually, they give me chayav karas. Now, let's say someone didn't bring the first Korban Pesach because he was tamei or at a great distance. Then in that case, unlike a general shugging or einus, the ones that the Pasuk talks about, if he was Tamei or Bedech or Chayk, and that's why he didn't bring the first Korban Pesach, Afa Pisha Hezid B'Sheinim, and even if he deliberately doesn't bring the second Korban Pesach, in the Chayav Karas, not be liable for Karas, Shekra Nifter B'Pesach Rishon in that Karas, because the Torah already exempts that individual who was Tamei Derech or Chayk from the liability of Karas, because he wasn't responsible because of the situation that he was in, and therefore, although he could make it up by Pesach Sheni, if he doesn't, he's not going to have a Chayav of Karas. Halacha Gimel. U'Mishal Yibederech or Chayk. So let's say someone was at, and therefore it's important to know if we spoke about really three different types of categories. Someone's shagug enenes by the first one, or mezid by the first one, or tamei derech chayka. And if, as we'll see, it's going to be important to differentiate if it's a generic einus or if it's specifically the derech chayka type of a situation, as we see in this halacha beis that there's a difference in halacha. Halacha gemal mishay b'derech chayka. Let's say someone was at a great distance, and the shachetu v'zarkulav. And still his agents went and slaughtered the Korban Pesach and sprayed for him, Esadam, the blood of the Korban Pesach. Now, Ava Bisha Bola Erev, even though if he ends up coming in the evening, Lahurtza, the Korban Pesach is not acceptable. V'chayev Pesach Sheni, and he's going to be responsible to bring a month later by the second Korban Pesach, because when he is at a great distance, he's rejected it from the Korban Pesach, just like the Tamei person. Because those are two examples the Torah gives. And even if he ends up pushing and someone getting there, he was not able to bring it, even if they brought it for him, and he has to bring a second Korban Pesach. Halacha Dalet. Tamei sheyochel litar b'Pesach Rishon. If there was someone that was Tamei, that was able to purify himself for the first Korban Pesach. For example, let's say touched a dead carcass of an animal or a sheretz, where they could table and slaughter for them and bring it after their tefillah. But let's say shaloi tavel, but he didn't immerse himself. El yashav b'tumasa, he stayed in the state of tumah acha abas ma'al karban until already the time of bringing the karban already passed. Or v'chein oral, so too someone who was uncircumcised. Shaloi mol, he didn't circumcise, which he was able to circumcise, acha abas ma'al karban until already passed the time of the karban. Here's a mezer b'rishon, that's qualified like as if he deliberately didn't bring the karban pesach. Therefore, if he didn't bring the second Korban Pesach, even if an error, as we said in the previous halacha, well, in halacha pays, then chayv karis, then b'lai for karis, like the case of when you're hazed berishin, even if you're shagug by the second one, but your liability is actually for the first one, you just could have made it up with the second one. But if you don't, then you're liable for karis for the first one. Halacha he continues regarding the halacha of arelis, regarding what type of circumcision holds back the ability of bringing the Korban Pesach. So Kshem Shemilas Atzmai Makvatim Lasa Pesach, just like his own circumcision, holds back his ability to go ahead and bring his own Korban Pesach, like it says in the Torah, V'chal Oro Lo Yechel. Kach Milas Banav HaKatan. So too the circumcision of his minor sons, who he has an obligation to circumcise them. Umilas Kalavadav, and the circumcision of all his non-Jewish slaves, being Gedolim, Megidalim, whether they're adults or whether they're minors, that he has an obligation to circumcise them. Makkevasai said that withholds his ability to eat the Korban Pesach. Shemlek, it says the passing in Shemais. He mulay called Zachar, he should circumcise all males in his household. The Oz, Yikab Lassaisa, then they should bring it to sacrifice it. Now, Vimshachad Kodesh Yimalaisam, if let's say he slaughters the Korban Pesach before he circumcised them, a Pesach Pasel, that Korban Pesach was not valid and it remains invalid. And Vachin Tfilas Amhoisav, so too the immersion of his maidservants, Vashem Abdus, for the purposes of becoming slaves, which that turns them into that Jewish status, Makvatei holds back his ability from bringing the Korban Pesach. This is from the tradition, immersing the female maidservant is kamila vadim, is the same thing as circumcision for the slaves, which that what makes him Jewish, and therefore the same halacha would be that would hold back his ability to bring the Korban Pesach. Halacha vav, akotin. Now regarding a child, the circumcision of his slaves or the immersion in the mikvah of his maidservants are not makvatai milimonis al pesach. They don't hold back his ability from being counted on a Korban Pesach, which he could be part of a group. Kashnem the Pasuk says, V'chol eva ish, the slave of every man has to be circumcised. Lo hitzi asakot, which, but if it's a slave, I'm not of a man, of a minor, then he doesn't have that drawback as an adult has. Lachazan continues regarding different individuals, a ger, a cotton, and women. So geishon is ger ben Pesach rishon Pesach sheni. If someone converted to Judaism between the two Pesachs, Pesach rishon Pesach sheni, or v'chein cotton shehegdol ben shnei Pesachim, or if a minor became an adult, between the 14th of Nisan and the 14th of Ad, the 14th of Nisan and the 14th of Iyar, Chayov and Lasa Pesach Sheni, so they have an obligation to bring the second Korban Pesach. Because as we said already in Halacha Aleph, the second Pesach is not just a supplement to the first one, it's its own Yom Tov. And if you didn't bring the first one because you weren't an adult or you weren't Jewish yet, you have to bring the second one. Now, Vimshachtu Labarishin, now if let's say for the minor they already had brought a Korban Pesach with him on the first one, then Pati is going to be exempt because even though he wasn't obligated yet, still the fact that he was already part of the first Korban Pesach, he's going to be exempt from bringing the Pesach Sheni. Halachachas, Noshim Shenitchul Hasheni, regarding women, that they got pushed off to the second Korban Pesach. Beim Nehoinus Vashkaga, whether because something beyond their control or because of an error. Beim Nehatumah B'derech Rechayko, whether because they were Tamei or because they were too far of a distance. So, Harei Pesach Sheni Lembishus, contrast to men, for them, the second Korban Pesach is voluntary. Rotzer Shechten, if they want to, they could slaughter. Rotzer Ein Shechten, if they want, they don't have to. Lafikr, therefore, Ein Shechten, Alem Bifnei Atzman, B'Shabbos, B'Pesach Sheni. So therefore, since it's voluntary, if Pesach Sheni falls out to be on Shabbos, you're not going to go ahead and slaughter the Pesach Sheni for them. In contrast to, if it's on the weekday, then they could. But on the Shabbos, where since it's not obligated, you're not going to go ahead and slaughter for them. But let's say she was just one member of a group of people that bring Pesach Sheni. So then Mutter, then it's permitted for her to be as a secondary element. But for her own self, since Rishos, you're not allowed to bring for her the Korban Pesach by Pesach Sheni. Now, Ram continues regarding qualifying this halacha that we've been mentioning for what's considered Derech Rechaika. So Vezehi Derech Rechaika, what's considered as a far distance to have the halachic exemption? It's 15 mil out of the walls of Yerushalayim in any area is considered at a distance. As the Rambam says, halacha test. Mishayi benoi ben Yerushalayim. Someone had a distance between him and Yerushalayim. On Yerma Ba'aser, on the 14th of Nisan. Im Aliyas HaShemesh, by when the sun is rising. Chamisha Aser Milo Yosef, a distance of 15 mil or more. Again, like we said, there is a Derech HaChaket that's considered as a far distance. Let's say between him and the wall of Yerushalayim was less than that amount, then he's not considered a far distance. Because why is that distance significant? Because if you're considering from the sunrise, that's the amount of time it would take that he could get there afternoon, which is the time when the Korban Pesach has to be sacrificed, if he's walking at a normal pace with his feet. Now, let's say he was going, but he didn't get there. Because let's say the animals held him up with their pushing, or let's say he was even in Yerushalayim, but he was sick in his feet, and he wasn't able to get to the Azar until he already passed the time of the carbon. He's honest, that's considered as a oinus, that's not considered a far distance, because you were within the 15 mil radius. And again, like we said in the previous halacha, it's important to differentiate between generally an oinus or the halacha of a derech chayka. Now, the Rambam continues regarding someone who's imprisoned. If someone was imprisoned out of the walls of Yerushalayim, but they had promised him, and the reason why that's significant is because he was in Yerushalayim, so you could bring the Korban Pesach to him, but even in jail. But if it's in jail out of Yerushalayim, which you cannot take the Korban Pesach out of Yerushalayim, so we have to depend on if he's getting out of jail. But they promised him that he's getting out that evening. So you could slaughter a Korban Pesach of him. When he comes at that evening, by the Seder night, he'll be able to eat the Korban Pesach. Now, remember, when we say this, only if he was imprisoned by Jewish authorities. But if he was imprisoned by Gentile authorities, you cannot slaughter it for him until he comes out, because we're not confident that they're going to keep to that word. But let's say, in spite of that, they did slaughter a Korban Pesach of him and he did go out. Okay, then they could eat it. But if he didn't go out, he'll still be exempt from bringing a Pesach Sheni. Because ultimately they did bring a Korban Pesach for him, and the halacha was really that he was able to, we're just not so confident, therefore we don't want to risk it. But if it was, then he's exempt from bringing a Pesach Sheni. And v'cheinu einan. So too, let's say someone is a mourner that his relative died afternoon on the 14th of Nisan, where he was already obligated in his Korban Pesach before his relative died. Or a sick person, mazok, an elderly person, where they could eat the Korban Pesach that night, where they slaughtered for them for their own Korban Pesach. And after the blood was already sprayed, then let's say in the case of the einan, that he became tummy with the dead person. Now, any one of these cases, let's say now he can't eat anymore. Again, they can be exempt from Pesach, because at the time the Korban was brought, when the Zrikas Adam, they were able to. So even if subsequently they cannot, but their carbon was already valid, and never they're going to be exempt.